Welcome to The Flash Politics, where we break down the latest turbulences and triumphs from the political arena. In today's episode, we're diving into the intriguing dynamics of the upcoming 2024 presidential election, examining the American public's perspective on U.S. involvement in the Israel-Hamas conflict, and evaluating the strategic battlegrounds shaping the narratives around President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump. Stay with us as we navigate through these compelling stories. Let's start with the 2024 presidential race. Laura, it seems like former President Trump is facing a bit of a setback according to recent polls. What's going on?
Yes, Wendy. Newsweek reported a double polling blow for Trump as he gears up for the 2024 election. Two notable polls suggest he's trailing behind President Joe Biden. In one, conducted by Florida Atlantic University and Main Street Research, Biden leads among likely voters, although the gap narrows significantly in a direct two-person race. Meanwhile, a Reuters Ipsos poll is suggesting a slight lead for Biden as well. However, this picture changes when considering other surveys, including a CNN poll that shows Trump in the lead, especially in key swing states.
Interesting. With this mixture of polling data, what should we be mindful of as the election approaches?
Thomas Gift, a political analyst, advises against overinterpreting these short-term fluctuations. While it's true that Trump is experiencing a dip, according to some polls, the overall race remains highly contested. What's crucial is the narrative in the coming months and how both camps fine-tune their strategies to appeal to the American public. The election, set for November 5th, leaves ample time for voter sentiment to shift.
Sure does. The evolving political landscape ensures the road to the 2024 presidential election will be anything but predictable. Next up, we delve into the U.S. policy towards the Israel-Hamas war and the division it's causing among Americans. Stay with us. Now turning our focus to international affairs. Sean, there's a significant division among Americans regarding U.S. policy towards the Israel-Hamas war. Can you shed some light on this?
Absolutely, Wendy. A recent ABC News and Ipsos poll highlights a stark divide. Nearly 4 in 10 Americans believe the U.S. is overextending its support for Israel, while about a third think the opposite, particularly in terms of protecting Palestinian civilians. This division isn't partisan. It spans across the ideological spectrum in various age groups. Moreover, amid this division, campus protests have emerged as a notable expression of these sentiments, with over 50 schools witnessing significant unrest.
Protests on campus, you say? That's quite telling of the intensity of opinions among the younger demographic.
Yes, these protests reflect a surge in solidarity for Palestine and correspond with reports of both anti-Semitism and Islamophobia, highlighting the charged atmosphere surrounding this issue. Even as the Israel-Hamas war doesn't rank high among concerns for the November elections, the passionate discussions it stimulates cannot be ignored.
The depth of sentiment on both sides of this issue certainly adds a complex layer to the political dialogue in the U.S. Shifting gears, let's explore the broader landscape of the 2024 presidential race, examining the strategic moves and public perceptions shaping the narrative around Biden and Trump. Eugene, the political scene is buzzing with anticipation for the 2024 election. It seems public perception plays a significant role in the strategies of both Biden and Trump. What's the current state of play?
Wendy, it's a tale of shifting sands. Notably, nostalgia for Trump's presidency is rising amidst criticisms of Biden's handling of economic issues, particularly inflation. This sentiment offers Trump a foothold as he seeks to leverage the remembered economic stability of his term. Meanwhile, Biden is actively shaping the judiciary, surpassing Trump in judicial appointments, focusing on diversity and inclusion. But Trump's legal controversies and misleading public statements present ongoing challenges for his campaign.
It sounds like both camps are deeply entrenched in their strategies, with the American public caught in the middle of this evolving narrative.
Exactly. The coming months are critical for both Biden and Trump, as they refine their messages and strategies. The contrasting narratives and strategic maneuvers underscore the multifaceted nature of American politics as we approach the election.
As we conclude this episode of The Flash Politics, we've navigated through the turbulent waters of the 2024 presidential race, dissected the divided opinions on U.S. involvement in the Israel-Hamas conflict, and uncovered the strategic battlegrounds shaping the narratives around Biden and Trump. The political landscape is ever evolving, and we'll be here to bring you the latest developments. Knowledge and entertainment, on demand. Until next time.